Just tell me what happened from the beginning.
We've been to a bar. Nice place. And I got chatting with one of the waitresses, and Karen weren't happy with that, so we get back to the hotel, we end up having a bit of a ding-dong, don't we? She's always getting at me, saying I weren't a real man.
Wasn't a real man.
What?
It's not weren't, it's wasn't.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, then I don't know how it happened, but suddenly there's a knife in my hands. And you know, my old man was a butcher, so I know how to handle knives. He learned us how to cut up a beast.
Taught?
What?
Taught you how to cut up a beast.
Yeah, well, then I've done it.
Did it?
Did it! Stabbed her! Over and over and over, and I looked down and she wasn't moving no more. Anymore. God help me, I don't know how it happened, but it was an accident, I swear. Hey, you've got to help me, Mr. Holmes. Everyone says you're the best. Without you, I'll get hung for this.
No, no, Mr. Peerick, not at all. Hanged? Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Bored.
What?
Bored!
No...
Oh, God! And what's going into the criminal classes? Good job I'm not one of them.
So you take it out on the wall?
Oh, the wall, had it coming.
About that Russian case?
Belarus, open and shut domestic murder. Not worth my time.
Oh, shame.
Anything in? I'm starving. Oh.
There's a head. A severed head.
Just tea for me, thanks.
No, there's a head in the fridge.
Yes.
The bloody head.
Where else was I supposed to put it, didn't mind you? Got it from Bart's morgue. I'm measuring the coagulation of saliva after death. So you've written up the taxi driver case?
Yes.